I will read in Numbers chapter 6 from verse 22 to verse 27. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron, to his sons, saying, 'This is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.' So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them." Let's pray. Lord in heaven, you are the creator of everything. You are our creator. You teach us how to understand your creation and what you do. Please teach us now how you bless your people. Teach us how can we receive your blessing. And we can live happy lives waiting and resting in you. That your Holy Spirit open our mind, our heart, to receive your word. In the name of Christ, amen. Be blessed. Probably is one everyone here desire. Everyone want to say and to feel blessed by God. But how can we get that blessed life? We live in a world that is very stressful sometimes. Sometimes we don't feel like everything in my life is happy, and sometimes I don't feel very well. Sometimes I feel like if God doesn't remember me, doesn't hear me, don't hear my prayers. And these verses in the book of Numbers teach us how can we receive the blessing of God. And I want to share with you three points about this blessing. In first place, what is the source, the origin of the blessing? In second place, what is the blessing? And in third place, how can we receive the blessings of our Lord? So in third place, what is the source of the blessing that we can receive? And I think the obvious answer is the blessing came from the Lord. I am a very happy man. I have a very beautiful family. My wife is expecting our third child. And the Lord is blessing our work in Chile. Every day I have food, I have clothes. I don't have any big material necessity. And sometimes we can think that our blessing is that our family blessed us, that our children are our blessing, that the house, the car that we have are the blessing, and they give us happiness. We must remember that blessing, the word blessing, is very united with the word happiness. And sometimes we find our happiness in this thing. But what we must remember always is that our blessing doesn't came from material things, doesn't came from our family, the good things that God give us, but the blessing came from God Himself. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. It's always the Lord. Why Moses stressed, or the Lord Himself talked too much in these few verses, that is the Lord that bless us. Probably it's because the Lord understands us better than ourselves. Or natural desire, or what we naturally do, is to find blessing in the wrong places. In Jeremiah 2:13, the Lord say, "My people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed out cisterns from themselves, broken cisterns that can hold no water." They have the water. They have the source of the water. But they look this blessing in another places. Places that can't give them the real blessings. In the history of Israel, sometimes they look for the rest in biggest nations, like sometimes they make alliances with Egypt, Assyria, because they think that they can protect them of their enemies. Sometimes they worship the gods of that nations, and they forget the only living God. Sometimes they made status of gold, because they learned that with the other nations. And we can say, well, we are in the 21st century. We don't make statues. We don't worship idols like they do. But we made our own idols. We make cisterns for us, broken cisterns. We try to find blessing in material things. We try to find blessing in our family, in our children. We are happy with our houses, our clothes, our computers. Sometimes we are stressed and we are anxious because we don't have that things. And we are unhappy because we don't have everything that we would like to do, to have. And that shows us that we are looking for the blessing in the wrong places, the happiness in the wrong places. So if these material things are not the blessing of God, and they are not the source of blessing, what is the source of this blessing? Is only the Lord. He is the only that can bless us. But what is a blessing? If be blessed doesn't mean to have everything, doesn't mean to have the life that we expect. This priestly blessing teaches us that be blessed is to have a relationship with God in which we are face to face with Him and we experiment His protection and His favor. This is to be blessed. So the blessing say, the Lord keep you, the Lord bless you and keep you. Is that He give us all that we need and that He protect us. When I say all that we need, I don't say all that I want. He knows us and He knows better than us what we need, and that He will give us. Sometimes we need not have the thing that we want. Sometimes we need difficult moments in our lives. And He gives that moment for us as a blessing. The Lord knows what we need. He knows the food that we need, and He gives us the daily bread. But the blessing is so much than just have enough for us. This priestly blessing talk about more deeply thing than just material thing. Verse 25 say, the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you, say verse 26. What means that the Lord make His face shine upon you? True blessing is know God face to face, is see His face. The idea of has His face shining upon us when He see us, it's wonderful, it's beautiful. I have a 1 year old son. He doesn't know to, he don't talk. So this day that I have been in United States, I call them for video conference. So I can't wait that he say to me, Father, I love you. Father, I miss you. Like my bigger daughter said to me. But when I made a video conference and my wife showed me to him, I see his smile. I see that he stopped to do what he's doing and just look me and say, water, water, because it's what he likes. And he's happy with that. I see his face shining. I see all that we as sons want is that the face of our fathers or parents shine when they look us. My daughter was in the ballet classes, and in the end of the year she has a I don't know is the word, a presentation. And I remember that there was light in the stage, and for us sitting in the banks, there was no light. So when she finished to dance, she looked where we were, and she doesn't see us, and she started to cry. When she see us, that we were applauding her, she smiled, or she face shine, because she know that we approve and we like what her did. When she did anything good, he asked to me, how I did it, Father? When she made bad things, she don't answer, or she don't ask. But she loved that I say, you did great. So the blessing say to us that this blessing is to have the face of the Lord shining upon us. That he is happy with us. That he approved us. And this is the heart of this priestly blessing. That the Lord delight himself in his people. The verse does not say that all face shine looking at God. Is that his face shine when she look his people. The Lord wants that we feel that we were sure of his blessing. He wants that we know that he has pleasure in us, his people. He wants that we know that his face shine upon us. And this is what he speak to Aaron, to repeat to his people always, constantly. He wants that in our relationship with him, we must be sure that his blessing is not just the protection, it's not just that give us things, good things for us. He wants that we know that his blessing is his presence in the half of his people. Do you remember in Exodus after the episode of the golden calf? The Lord said, I will punish them. I will kill them. Moses intercede for the people and say, no, don't do that. And the Lord say, okay, they will live. And I will lead them to the promised land. But my presence will not be there. And Moses says, no. If your presence will not be there, don't lead us to that place. Because the presence of the Lord is our blessing. But it's not difficult for us to be in the presence of the Lord, to be face to face with God, and think he will delight in me. So I told my doctor when she does bad things, she hid. She never told me I did that. And if we know ourselves, and we know the I in the half of sin, we are sinners. Can we think the Lord can delight in us? Probably we, like Adam and Eve, will hide from the Lord. So how can we receive the blessing of the Lord? The answer is that he blesses his people freely just for his grace and mercy. And this is very different of what the nations that live together when Israel think. They think that they must give things to their gods in order that God bless them. It's like to make this, how do you get this game? You have to win in the force. You have to stole the blessing of God through their own works. The people in that nation go to their priest and ask him to do something for us, trying to work hard to get the blessing of their Lord. Probably we can remember Jacob. Even before Jacob was born, God promised blessing to him. But when we see his life, he worked and he fought to get that blessing. With his brother, and finally with God himself. But after that fight, when he was so tired and so damaged, he find the blessing of the Lord. He just can hold God to get that blessing. We are like Jacob. We believe that we have to just like stole, just to take the blessing from the hand of our Lord. Like if he doesn't want to bless us. Sometimes we think, I will receive that blessing if I more faithful, if I go more to the church, if I go to the worship service and the classes and the prayer meetings and everything. If I do that, I will be more blessed by the Lord. We don't see here the people or Aaron asking the Lord, teach us what we have to do to be blessed. It's the Lord who spoke to Moses and asked him to speak to Aaron how they could bless the people. The initiative is of the Lord. And he wants that the people always remember that the blessing came from him freely, just because he wants, just because he is gracious to his people. This is amazing that the Lord wants to bless us when we don't deserve their blessings. In the two chapters before this passage, we find in chapter 5 what the people have to do with the unfaithful woman, a woman who betrayed his husband. And in chapter 6, we found the law of the Nazarites. Men that must be, because of his own promise and of his own vows, to be faithful and separate to God. So we can think, who of these two kind of people can receive the bless of the Lord? The unfaithful woman or the Nazarite? And when Israel think about them and compare them with these two kind of people, what they can think, who are them? They are like the unfaithful woman, or they are like the Nazarite? The Lord told a lot of time that they are like unfaithful woman. Our logic must say it's the Nazarite who will be blessed by the Lord. But what the text and this blessing is saying, that he will bless who he wants. That it's not what they are, it's not what they do that deserve the blessing of the Lord. When we think about the unfaithful woman or the Nazarite, what we look more, what we are more equal, the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 2 say that we are dead in our sins, so we are more like the unfaithful woman. And even when I know the Lord, even when I know his grace, I continue to be unfaithful. I continue to doubt of the blessing, of the care, of the love of our Lord. However, the Lord wants to help us and to bless us. He wants his blessing upon us and his name on us. How can God bless people like us, people like me, people like you? He can bless us because he sent his son to live a life like of the Nazarites, a life totally dedicated and obedient to him. We read before about the baptism of the Lord, and in that moment the Father says about Jesus, he is my beloved Son, in him I am well pleased. After that, in the Mount of Transfiguration, we heard the same words, and the disciples see the light came from the heaven upon Jesus Christ. The face of his Father was shining upon him. But in that week, the Lord Jesus Christ was in the cross. The cross is not just, or the suffering of Christ in the cross is not just physical suffering. He suffered not just in the hand of the men. In the cross, he suffered the wrath of his Father. And when he was in the cross, he looked to the heaven and he don't see the face of his Father shining upon him. So he say, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why your face is not shining upon me and I see darkness? Why have you forsaken me? Why your blessing is not upon me? He just find wrath. He just find punishment. He don't receive the care of his Father, the blessing. Totally contrary, he was cursed in the cross. What Jesus Christ suffered in the cross is totally the contrary thing that this blessing is teaching us. He was cursed because all sins to be himself all blessing. He has no peace in the cross, but he is all peace. In Christ, we receive now the blessing of God. My sins are paid totally, perfectly by Christ. Now, Jesus was resurrected, he was ascended to be at the right of the Father. He find again the face of his Father shining upon him. And in that place, he is interceding for us. Because he was cursed, because he doesn't find the face of his Father shining upon him, because he received the wrath of the Father, is that we can be sure that we are blessed by the Father. Romans chapter 8:37-39 say, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor deep nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, nothing can make now that we are in the Lord, that make that the shining face of the Lord be upon us. because his face shine upon us, because we are in his beloved son. Jesus is our peace. When the Father sees us, he sees Jesus. It's not your dream that when the Father looks at you, he say, "He here too is my beloved son. In him I am well pleased." And this is a truth. We are in Christ, and the Lord of our God shine upon you, upon us. He put his name in we, our people. We are totally united with him in Christ, and nothing can separate us. This is an amazing news for us. The Lord of God, the Holy God, see us and he delight in us. All thanks to the work of Jesus Christ. What we do with this truth? We must never forget the source of our blessing. And when we'll be tempted to find blessing, find happiness in the things that the Lord give us, we always remember that are not the things. It's the Lord himself, the source of our blessed life. When we were tempted to have doubts about how the Lord sees us, when we are tempted to think that my sins, or that he can't see me because of my sins, I must remember that he blessed me just for his grace, for his mercy. When we will be tempted to think that the Lord forgive, that the Lord forget us, we must remember that will never happen. He will always be looking at us, and he will always looking at us with delight because of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, a lot of times we are tempted to forget this truth. A lot of time we are anxious. And that is why, this is the reason why the Lord said to Moses or to Aaron to repeat this blessing every time for his people, because he knows us. But he knows too that this truth is enough for us to give us a knowledge of his blessing, and that we can live and experiment the blessing of our Lord in our life. So we must stop to make cisterns for ourselves. We must stop to wait or to expect everything that we want. He gives us a much better bless to us. His presence, his son, his promise that he delights in us. Let's pray. Oh Lord, we don't know a lot of time how to live with your promises. We don't know to rest in you how we must. We don't know how to live in your presence. We don't know how to live with your blessings. We don't know how to be happy in your promise. So many times we forget what you give us, what you promise us. But you are faithful, more faithful than us. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Thank you for your promise, for your presence. Oh Lord, help us to enjoy, to have delight in your presence, and think that all that we need is your presence between us. Help us to not be anxious. Help us to find peace in your face shining upon us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.